This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams him to follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Never know on a Monday. What is up? Couple minutes after 5 o'clock, we're all back, we're all here. Good to see you, the Eddie Scazarian across from me. Had a nice weekend, and a little chilly in Bradley, and Saturday was brutal. Here's Al Dukes.
Good morning, Jerry. Yes, it's good to have you back, by the way. I've been staring at CeeLo every morning at 5 a.m. It's been a lot.
I listened a lot.
It's been a lot,
Not
Jerry.
All of it, but a lot.
So Boomer and Gio are actually back today.
They are,
so
and then Boomer's exciting. Off tomorrow, Wednesday and Friday.
He is?
No, I'm kidding.
We do have opening day this week, right?
The Mets Baseball? And Brewers are actually the only, I think they're the only 1 o'clock game, and then the rest of the game start at 3.
The Yankees have a game as well, yes.
Yes, but not at 1 o'clock, I don't believe.
I think the Yankees are a 4 o'clock game.
Sounds right.
For some reason, I remember right. I punched that into my calendar, Jerry.
I'm going to make sure of that right now.
So Mets Brewers on Thursday. We've got opening day, Jerry. It's 37 degrees outside.
You are correct. 410 for the Yankees.
410.
And Astros.
Yep. All right. I don't know. We go through this every year with the opening day. It's still too cold. But here's the thing. We will get to hear from Shohei Ohtani today, Jerry.
We will. I know.
Now, MLB, every time I was in the car and I clicked on the radio station.
Yeah.
It was Evan shouting that MLB must open an investigation.
They are.
Right, but this was just him shouting. Okay. And then Tiki saying why. It was like, we must open an investigation. I don't do the impression like Gio does. We must open an investigation. Why? He didn't do anything wrong. But we must. Everyone has to know about it. But wasn't betting. It wasn't him.
I did hear some of this. Tiki is way too far on just taking his word for it.
Yeah.
And then Evan's way too far the other side on everyone needs to investigate him, which
yes.
They will. And I think, God love Tiki, but a little too easy on this one.
Yeah, so we are going to investigate Ohtani. And Ohtani is going to speak to the media today.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, we have no idea what time.
No.
We don't know whether he's going to take questions. We don't know anything other than.
This can't just be a written statement today. It can't be.
This
he's
is if
got
I was,
to take questions.
If I was him, I would learn a English phrase, just so he could have, I would go, I don't have an interpreter right now. I can't take your questions. So!
Except for the fact that he'll be standing right next to the interpreter who is going to be taking the questions.
I'd be holding up signs that say, I can't trust these interpreters anymore. I don't know what he's telling you people.
Could do, now that you could do. That you could ask a question and he could just hold the sign up.
I don't trust. Wait, if I was Ohtani, I would show up there with one of those signs with the arrow pointing to my interpreter. Like, don't trust this guy. Do not trust interpreters anymore.
You want to talk about an SNL skit in real time.
As the interpreters, like Ohtani speaks in Japanese, as the interpreter's interpreting, Ohtani holds up the sign. I have no idea what he's telling you guys.
The one thing that you might get, though,
the
fact that they are being investigated by the IRS already. I do believe MLB opened up the investigation this week. I very much could see Ohtani through the interpreter saying, right now we're under investigation, can't speak about it.
Right.
Like, plead the fifth, essentially. I'm just going to focus on doing my job and the truth will come out. I mean, something like that.
Do you think in any part of his statement, even if it's read today, that and he doesn't take questions, do you think in any part of the statement he says, I did not make any bets on anything, so just wanted to get that out there, let the investigation continue?
I don't.
Wow.
Because I think...
So then he's guilty, Jerry.
Well, I don't know that he is or he's not. I will tell you what I said Thursday and Friday, though. I mean, it smells bad. I mean, it just, as much as, you know, we've all got friends and even family, and if you're going to pay $4.5 million for someone just because they're your friend, seems a little, something's not right. I'll just say that.
You know what they say, Jerry? A fish head stinks from the head down.
It does. It does.
Or something.
And I, you know, if everything's under investigation, I could certainly see him hiding under that scope of, I can't talk, I'm sorry. I can't say yes, no, anything in between. I can't really answer questions about this, but I'm focused on the season.
He's got to come out and say, listen, I'm not going to take any questions, but here's what I will tell you. I never bet on baseball. I didn't bet on anything.
Which is what his translator said, too.
And we will let the investigation play out, but that's all I've got for you people.
And that's probably what it'll be. Probably 2 minutes, and he's, let's go hit home runs.
Now let's play ball.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Not the way baseball wanted to start the season.
No, it is not.
The only good thing is that it's happening, and by good thing, I use that as a loose term. The only thing that makes it not as big a story as it might be is the fact that it's in the middle of the NCAA tournament. It's in the middle of the NBA heading down the stretch to the playoffs. You've got, not that anyone cares all that much about hockey, but there's a lot going on right now. Like, as opposed to, let's say this happened in July, when that's all we have. It'd be even bigger than it is.
There's some thoughts in the media, Jerry, that if this were a Met or a Yankee, it'd be a whole different
It would be here,
situation.
Sure. Well, here, of course.
But
does it would be in our backyard, and it'd be our guys.
But does here dictate the rest of the world?
No,
or the
I don't
country?
Think so. I it used to. I don't think it does anymore. I really don't. I mean, there are so many media outlets now. Social media is such a big thing. I don't think it matters. I think if you do something stupid, it's going to blow up no matter where you are because of social media, more than anything.
Did you see some people started looking into the past of the interpreter? And that he said that he went to some particular college and they have no record of him going there. Then they said he was on the Red Sox staff at one point. They have no...
He wasn't.
No.
this guy's a gem.
This guy was faking his LinkedIn account.
Well, what do you always say, right? Wasn't that a Seinfeld episode, too? Just say you got a degree from here. Who's going
to
check?
No, we talked about that. My friend wanted to do that when one of the schools
went out of business. Oh, that's what it was, on the podcast. Yes, right.
And he was like, I would just say... Because he doesn't have a college degree. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'll just put that college down. And when they say, do you have transcripts? There's no one in the office. I can't get transcripts.
I went to Uppsala College. I could say I graduated from there.
Is that the school that went away?
Yeah,
Uppsala?
Yeah. After my third year. Right about to be a senior.
Right, so I graduated from Uppsala. Yeah. I'd love to get you transcripts. They're out of business, though.
Yeah. Who are you going to find and track down? There's got to be some record of that stuff somewhere, though. Now, it would take some digging.
Yeah, it would take some. But, like... This interpreter put down that he went to a school that's like still in business.
I went to UCLA.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. They're like, unless you went under a different name. Did
the
you
Red
go
Sox
under?
One is interesting.
Yeah, it was some sort of weird, like he was in
that's
the Red
odd.
Sox organization.
And they
They're
have
like,
no record of it?
No, he's not there.
Very strange. The whole story stinks.
Yeah.
But
I know, I was kind of looking forward to Ohtani talking, but I think you're right. I don't think we're really going to get anything.
I don't think so. I think he's been advised by his attorneys not to say anything.
And he's definitely not going to answer questions. Like the fact that that's even like, oh, is he gonna, you really think Ohtani's gonna sit up there with an interpreter and take questions from the media, a million questions about betting?
It's an interesting question, because I think if you go up there and you read a paragraph and then walk away, it looks lame.
Yeah.
If you answer questions and not really answer questions, it's gonna look lame, but at least you face them. You know what I mean? Like I don't think he's gonna answer anything. But at least you hear the questions. You let the media have at it a little bit, and you've just got to be strong enough to fall on the whole, my attorneys told me not to speak while it's under investigation.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Jerry, if you get the job as program director here and you had it today, would you carry this live?
Would you? What time is it?
I don't know. Let's say it's at. let's. Well, they don't have a time.
Because it's in California.
Let's say it's at. It's at our New York time at noon during the BT and
I
Sal
would,
show.
No, I would go to it for sure. And at least for the first 30 seconds, if it seems interesting, I'd stay with it. And if it sounds just like nothing, then I'd pull away from it very quickly.
Me too, Jerry.
You know, I would play it live.
We could run this place, you and
I. We could run this.
As a team.
Co-PDs.
Co-PDs, yeah.
You can have the non-sports part. I'll take the sports part. I got weekends and nights.
That's the easiest part, Jerry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I would absolutely run it, though.
Yeah,
I think people
too.
Are interested. I think non-sports fans are interested.
And you're right. It's not going to be long.
I don't think so. It can't be.
No.
Because he's not going to say much. But I do think the fans are interested in hearing from him.
Me too.
So, yes, I would run it.
Okay.
100% I would run it.
What's your take on this, Jerry, with opening day just this week and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
A few days away.
J.D. Martinez, the newest Met.
Yeah.
Who's going to DH, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I want to be there for opening day. That's a special thing to be a part of. But I've got to get my body ready. I've got to have my spring training now, and I've got to get ready for the season. The last thing I want to do is kind of rush through it and get hurt.
When they signed him last week, one of the things I thought was, will we see him before middle of April? I never thought he would be here
really?
This week. Well, only because he hasn't seen any live pitch. Like, you can stay in shape, and you can go take swings, but you've got to go see some live pitching to kind of get ready. Remember when Pete Alonso was injured last year? He came back, and he was not very good. He kind of rushed his way back and then look lousy for about 2 weeks at the plate. Like, you got to get back into that rhythm of seeing live pitching again. So, I'm just hopeful that it's like mid-April and it's not May that he is ready to hit.
Go see some live pitching today, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Sure. But think about all these other guys. They've been doing it for 6 weeks.
Yeah, but it's so casual. It's not like they're there all day seeing live pitching. It's just a bunch of guys standing around.
I think they see more than you think. On the backfields, when you got all these pitchers trying to get their work in, it's not just the spring training games. Like, there's a lot of live BP that takes place around the facilities. I've only been to spring training a couple of times, but it always amazed me how much was going on in so many different spots. But you're right. It's not like they're facing pitching for 12 hours a day. You're 100% right with that. But I do think they see a lot more than you think. And for him, I don't know what he's been doing. Like, I would have thought he'd been working out and kind of being ready, but it doesn't surprise me at all that it's going to take him a couple of weeks to get up here.
Imagine if this guy had to play the field. We wouldn't see him until July. Oh, I've got to start looking at what
I say grounders.
Yeah. What does the pop fly look like? I don't remember.
It was a good thing that's not an issue.
Yeah.
Just come hit. That's all. Just be here and hit.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to need some time to be ready to hit.
I bet you, all kidding aside, I think he'll be here by the second week of the season.
Okay.
That's what I think. I don't think it'll be, I don't think May. I think sometime early to mid-April we'll see him. It does suck, though, that it's not Thursday, and I understand because opening day is one thing. Game number 9 is not quite the same.
Yeah, no one cares.
No, especially not if it's 47 degrees and chilly. By the way, you want the forecast for this week?
Yes, I do.
So Thursday, opening day, 57 degrees and occasional rain.
Where is that at?
New York.
Do the Mets play home?
I believe the Mets are home because the Yankees are in Houston.
Oh, the Yankees are. You're right.
Okay.
The Mets are home.
Then off Friday, because I understand why. I don't know why we don't do a floating day off.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, here's why. You've got this series set up for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm sorry. Thursday. This series is set up for Thursday through Sunday where you play 3 games. So they set opening day for Thursday. It's supposed to rain Thursday. Friday is 54 and sunny. Saturday's 58 and sunny. Sunday's 55 and sunny. Yet you're going to plow through a damp, cold, disgusting day Thursday?
No, let's do Friday, Jerry.
Oh, man.
Let's get them to change that. Who do we talk to?
Rob Manfred.
Rob Manfred. He's got his own problems with this Ohtani situation. Yes. He ain't going to take our call today, Jerry.
Yes, he does. He does have his problems. Yeah, the Mets are home and the Yankees are in Houston.
That's right, because that's what sucks. The Mets only get one opening day. The Yankees get 2. They get opening day and home opening day.
Yeah, but where do the Mets go after that? They might get a home opener for the other team, too, with the pomp
and
circumstance.
Yeah, but it's not the same, though. It's not the same, though. I need
you
Mets,
like it where the road team opens the season, opening day, even though we're not home, and then they get to come home for the...
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
And then you get to come home for your opening day. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, still neat. The home opener's still neat. It's not the same as the opener. And the Mets have forget last week in wherever they were, in South Korea. They have the they're the opening game for baseball.
Oh, is that right? 1 o'clock against
the
Brewers?
Standalone game. There's no other game till 3 p.m.
The Brew Crew?
The Brew Crew.
Man, it'd be cool if the Brewers brought back all their 1980s stars for this.
Maybe they will.
And the Mets, too.
You know what they would do that for, though? Their home opener.
Yeah, their home opener.
So maybe the Mets can bring back some of their guys. I haven't seen the list who's thrown out the first pitch, but maybe Doc Gooden's out there. Who knows?
The good doctor. Well, they're retiring his number this year.
Yeah, and Darryl.
So they'll probably do it. Those guys will get to throw out first pitch that night.
They can't
probably.
Throw out two first pitches.
They cannot.
Why not?
Jerry, they're not.
How about this?
They're like J.D. Martinez. They need time to get into the flow.
Lee Mazzilli. You like that.
Yeah. Let's get Craig Swan back out here. Pat Zachary.
Kevin McReynolds.
Yeah, let's get some
Pat
of these.
Pat Zachary.
Well, let's get some of these 82, 83, 81,
Where's
82, 83
Neil Allen?
Bets. Let's go. Yeah, let's get Neil Allen out here, Jerry.
Yeah,
let's
I
get
understand.
Bob Baylor, the former
Bob Baylor.
Second baseman.
Wasn't he on the California Angels
Not
at
sure.
one point, too? Or is that? No, that was Don Baylor, sorry.
Don Baylor.
Wrong
he was
Baylor.
Great. You know what's weird? You know how Sal and BT do that thing where they open up cards
yeah.
and they say a player, you got to say where he was
that year.
You would
do well with that, I think.
I do play along in the car. But out there, there's like five cards out in the mm-hmm. newsroom. There's a Kent Tekulve card. He's on the Phillies.
Really?
Yeah, and I looked at the back of the card. It was like Pirates, all these. And
yeah.
then now he's on the Phillies. I do not recall that at all.
I don't either. That does not ring it. Was he on the Braves for a brief time, too?
I do not. I thought he was a lifetime Pirate, Jerry.
Yeah, but so, you know what, though? Things started to change a little bit. I want to see this real quick. Let's see here, and then we'll take our first break of the morning.
I did see when he was on the Phillies, Jerry, he was fat. He weighed 85 pounds.
So, no. So, it was Pirates, 74 through 84. No, mm-hmm. 85. He was traded in the 85 season to Philly. And then, that's what I'm thinking. Cincinnati is where he ended up.
Really?
His last year. I thought he ended with the Braves. His last year, and it wasn't much. He was with the Reds in 1989 for a brief time. So there you have. Maybe that's the card I'm thinking of that I have.
Yeah.
Because I do have him not on the Pirates, but not the Phillies either. Must be the Reds.
I'd bring him in as a pitching coach, switch everyone to Submarine. Imagine you had a whole staff of Submariners. Like Gerrit Cole.
Make sure
late
he's
in his...
still alive. Hold on.
He is.
Okay, good.
He does stuff actually with the Pirates broadcast.
Good. 77 now.
Yeah, you get like... Imagine you get Gerrit Cole, Jerry, late in his career. He just turns into a submariner.
It'd be fun.
Every Yankee pitcher, Nestor Cortez, submarine.
I like having the one guy. Like it's like having one knuckleballer.
They really throw people off.
Yes. You kind of move the rotation around. You got the knuckleballer day two, the submariner guy day four, and in between, the fireballer, the spot pitcher, and then whoever the hell the fifth guy is.
That's what teams should do. Middle reliever, submarine pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
The setup guy, knuckleballer. Then, high heat guy to close the game.
You could do, right, you go from the knuckleball to the high heat.
Yeah.
You go from R.A. Dickey to Aroldis Chapman.
Right. It's regular pitcher starts the game, submarine, knuckleballer.
Yeah, it would.
Fire pitcher.
That would definitely give teams a different look. There's no question about
that. Man, people would love that, Jerry.
All right, quick break, just getting started. We got Boomer and Geo here for a Monday. We got a lot more to do with you as well on the Fan.